Ho bedivrei Torah, ho b'maso b'matin. Bedivrei Torah heve, b'maso matin heve. In learning Torah, there were Bali Amon, trustworthy people. But b'maso matin, we went to do business, weren't trustworthy anymore. They did business, everything was crookery. It wasn't trustworthy. There was no more Bali Amon in the b'maso matin. Some doing the business. Tana Rabbon, Maisav Rabin Yechinim Men Zakoi, Shoye Roichav Alachamor, he was running on a donkey. Voye Mahalach Bederech, he was going on the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Mechamer Achrof. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was going in back of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omer lo Rabbi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shana li perek yechad b'maisim akovah. Teach me please this perek of Yecheskel about the maisim akovah, exactly what's doing upstairs by Shemayim, by Kodesh Baruch Hu's kista kovah to all the malachim. Teach me what's doing there. Oma loy, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, Loka shenis lechem, didn't I already teach you already the first, this mishnah we had, that v'loy v'makovah b'yochid? I can't teach makovah even to one Talmud, the Rebbe can't give a shir in these inyonim. Elim came, ho yechocho neivim idaitoy. Unless he understands himself, like I can't give you a shir in this, you have to understand it yourself. Is Oma loy, Rebbe, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Tersheni leim lefenecha dov rechud. Shalom Aratoni, let me teach you one thing that you told me.
So Omar Loi Emor, so Yochanan ben Zakkai said, okay, say. And what he meant to say that Rabbi Elazar remembered that he once taught him about the Maaser Markovah. So he went to tell him over now what he learned once about the Maaser Markovah. So the story was that Miyad Yov Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Malachamor, right away he went off his donkey of an Isata, he put it, wrapped himself, the Yoshev Alev and Takat Azayas, and he sat on a stone underneath the olive tree. So Amalei Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said to him, if they ma you ride up to me, Alechamor, how come you got off your donkey? Amar, he said, Ef Shirat to Derech, Ma'isa Makova, you're dashing now about the Ma'isa Makova, Shechini Emanu, and the Shechini is with us. O Malachi Yashoros, Malavin son, with the Malachi Yashoros, what's with us right now? For Niyakov Alechamor, and I can still ride on my donkey?
About the Ma'isa Makova, about the, what's doing in the Shemayim. So Niyakov Mazaki heard it, he right away got off his chamor and sat down and said like this. Omar, Ef Sha'at Tadarash Ma'isa Makova. Maybe you're darshini now about the Ma'isa Makova. O Shechini Imanu, and the Shechini is with us. O Malachi Yashoros Malavon Nisonu, and the Malachi Yashoros are going with us, are working with us. V'ani Erkav al Chamor, and I could sit down and I could run on a Chamor, it's not for COVID. And since they were talking about the Ma'isa Makova, for sure Hashem, the Shechini, the Malachim were there, so he got off his donkey and sat down on the floor. Miyad Tosach Reb Loza Ben Aruch B'Ma'isa Makova. Right away, Reb Loza Ben Aruch Taka started to learn about the Ma'isa Makova. The Dorash and Yudarshan there, the Yorda Eish Min HaShemayim, and it came down a fire from Shemayim. The Sivava Kol Hilana Shevesada, and all the trees around it were full of fire. Tosach Kulam and all the trees, everybody together, opened up the mouth and said, the Yomru Shira, and the old said Shira gave praise to Hashem. Mashir, what do they sing? Omru, Hallelujah, Sashem, Menoris, Tanin, Mechotom, Eitz, Eitz, Pri, V'cholarozim, Hallelujah. So that's what happened here. Right, so he did know the Ma'isa Makova, even though at first, the laws of Menorah told the Biyak Mazaka, teach it to me, but right, says then he did know it, then they were dashing it. He sat down, he started to open up and talk about the Ma'isa Makova. Then the Menorah says, Nena Malach, Menesh, V'yomar, the Malach, or one Malach, that was from fire, said, Hein hein Ma'isa Makova. This is the Ma'isa Makova. But they were learning like he knew right pshat. That was the pshat in the Ma'isa Makova. Is Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Asku Aroshay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head. He kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. The Omer, he said, Baruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Shenosan ben Avraham Avinu. Sheyedei Elohovin v'lachko v'lidros Ma'isa Makova. And Baruch Hashem, I see you a big time of Hochem, and Taki know the right pshat, you dashed in the right way. So he gave a shvach to like Avraham Avinu was like to have such a child, such a descendant, or a Rav Elazar ben Aruch. The Gemara says, Yeshno Derish, some people dash and say very nicely, but V'yeno Mekayim, they don't do what they say. No Mekayim, some people do what they say, V'yeno Derish, but they don't dash and they don't say such nice things. Ata, but you're Elazar ben Aruch, no, Derish, you're dashing very good here in the Ma'isa Makova. My wife says, you learned right shot over here. V'no Mekayim, and what you're doing is also very good. But your Ma'isim are good Ma'isim. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu, she'Elazar ben Aruch, yoitze mechalotzecha. It's a big shvach, a praise to Avraham Avinu, that he had such a descendant, like your Elazar ben Aruch, that came out of him. This was the Ma'isa. No, so that, no. Yochanan Zakkai didn't want to teach it to him, and he said himself. He dashed himself. The Ma'isa was, Rav Elazar ben Aruch himself said, let me say it over. So he dashed, and he dashed the right way. Like the Malachim, the fire came down to prove the way he learned. They said the right way. So Rav Yechon Azakai saw this, he gave him back this bracha.
Now the Gemara says, Ukeshinemru had borim of Rav Yeshua, when these things were told over to Rav Yeshua, what happened? Ha Yehuv Rav Yeshia Kaim Malachim Aderech. Hey, Rav Yeshua and Rav Yeshia Kaim were walking in the street. We were walking on the Derech. Omrus, they said to himself, Af onu nidrus for Maaseh Makovo. Let us also dash now about the Maaseh Makovo.
The Roman said over these things, Ugishenemru vahadvorim lefnei Yeshua. He said over these things in front of Yeshua. Ha Yehuv Rav Yosi Akoyim Mahalchem Aderech. Him and Rav Yosi Akoyim walking on the roads. Is Omru, they said, Af onu nidrus for Maaseh Makovo. As they heard over the story over there, so now they also said, let's also dashin about the Maaseh Makovo. Is Pasach Yeshua, Yeshua opened up for Dorosh and Dashin. For Yosi Ayoim Tkufas Tamazoya. At that day was in the summertime, it was in Tamuz. Nizkashru Shemayim Bovim. That the sky got full of clouds. For Nira Kim in Keshes Bonin. And it was like a rainbow in the clouds. Voyamalchi Ashoras Mekabtin Uboyin Lishmoya. And even the Malachim came to listen. Kim Nayodim Shemeskabtin Uboyin Lewis. Vimizmute Chosim Bekala. And suddenly everybody comes together to see a Chosim Bekala. That's the way the Malachim came here to listen to the way they were dashing about the Maaseh Makovo. As Holoch of Yosi Akoin Visipa Dvorm of Nei Rav Yechon Metzakai. So Rav Yosi HaKohen told over to Rav Yechon HaMetzakai. For Yom, he also said back to Rav Yechon HaMetzakai, Ashreichem v'yashrei la'zeichem. Ashrei einoi shekach roya, like praise to you and to your children, and praise to whoever sees this. V'yaf ani v'yatem v'choloimi misubim hayinu al ha-Sinai. And also my dream, I once lay sitting by ha-Sinai. V'nosnu aleinu basko mishrema basko came out from the Shemayim. Olu lekan, olu lekan. Shraklin gedolim umatzoyis nois mitzoyis lachem. That what came down, what he saw, was a big palace, and there were beautiful beds there. And atem v'tamidchem v'tamidu tamidchem uzumonim lekash lishis. That you and the Talmidim are zoicha to be in the third kas. Mashmin Shemayim, that there are a lot of different kitim. Rashi is the kash lishi, shal kitis ayosh lefnei shchina. There are different rows where you sit in front of Hashem, in front of the shchina. They were zoicha to be in the third row. The more any, it's not that word, but Tanya of Yisab Yudu Aymer, Shaloisha Hatzoya saying, there are only three people that learned the Maaseh Makovo. We have Yeshua Hatzoya, the Vren Mothay of Yechon Mezakai. We have Yeshua set over the things in front of Yechon Mezakai. Rabbi Akiva, here's the story of Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva set over Dash and Maaseh Makovo in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Hananya ben Chakinoi, here's the story of Rabbi Akiva. That there was Yedua, there were three times when the Talmidim learned through the Maaseh Makovo. Now, only these three times, the Kash was, Vilu Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Loika Choshev. How come our first story was with Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? How come they don't bring it down? So the Gemara says, the arts of Yatza can make a Choshev. When there's a double conversation back and forth, they bring it down. However, the yatz of liyatze kamei, when just he dashed, but it wasn't dashed in front of him, it doesn't look a choshev. The Gavlir Yechon and Mitzaka, they're not dashing at him. He was just saying it one way. Yeah. All right, stop.
So Gemara says though, bochanina though, bar chaginoi, the liyatze kamei b'kachoshev, they do include him. And the more the yatze miyo kamei, man the yatze. He was saying in front of somebody, at least that person taught it over with somebody else. In other words, at least he said it over in front of somebody that did learn it with somebody else. Mashenkin Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, instead of Rabbi Yochanan ben Matzakai, vice versa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Matzakai did not teach it to anybody else before. So therefore, it doesn't count, it doesn't say this is one of the three cases. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up your dollar on the base, the bottom, by Tana Rabbon, around 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbon. Arbo nichnusu bepardis. Four Tamil Chomim Choshva people went into the pardis. Exactly what the pardis is, Rashi says, nichnusu lepardis means olu l'rikia ayidei shem. So Rashi learns poshed ayidei shem of Hashem that took a jet and went up to Shemayim. He went into Shemayim to the rikia. Tosis learns nichnusu lepardis means kagoin ayidei shem, the same thing. They said Hashem's name and they, So Tosis learns, "V'loy olu l'malo mamish." It doesn't mean the mamish went to the Shemayim. Hello, hayeniru lahem kumayshalu. It looked as if they were in the Shemayim. V'chaim pirish baruch. So kita samach leikis.
Rashi's Marashma Mamash Olurkiya. They went up to Shemayim. These are four people that, when they were alive, they went up to see what's doing in Shemayim. They saw the Malachim in Shemayim. V'yeluhen, these are the four people. Ben Azai, Uben Zoyma, Achar, V'Rav Yakiva. These are the four people. Omulem Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said to them like this. Kishate Magia Meitzel Avnei Shayish Tor. When you come near a Tor Dika Avnei Shayish, a marble stone that's Tor. So Rashi says it means Mavik Kemayin Slumim. Was bright like pure water, clean water, is al toimru mayimayim. Don't say the word mayimayim. Rashi yeshkan, eich lelech. If to say al toimru mayimayim, yeshkan is water here, where should I go? Mishum shenem, but the Pasuk says, dover shkorim lo yichonu neged enoi. People that say lies, it won't be clear in front of them.
So the Rashi explains here, there's a place in Shemayim that looked like water, but really it wasn't. So if you say for water, water, it looks like you're saying a sheker there. Some place in the Shemayim.
Was Eitzel Avnei Shayish Tor, they shouldn't say like where we should go, they're for water, for water. But Ben Azai, what happened after these four people when they went up to Shemayim? Ben Azai hitzit sumeis. Ben Azai looked and he died right away. Rashi hitzit l'sar ha-shchino. He looked at the Tzara Shechino and his Dovka Navshay Bashem, and he was mace. And all of a Kosovoim and him, the Pasuk says, Yoko B'yeni Hashem Hamov Sola Chasidov. It's nice in the eyes of Hashem, the Mis of Chasidim. His Ben Azai was Dovik Bashem, and that's why he was mace. Ben Zoyma, the next one is Ben Zoyma. Hitzitz, he also looked at the Shechino. Venifka, and he got hit. Rashi Nitrofor Daitoi, he like lost his mind when he looked at the Shechino. The Yolo Bakos of Oyman, him the Pasuk says, Tvash Motsosa, Echo Dayecho, Pentis Beini, Vahakesoi. That you have sweet honey, you eat it, and you have plenty of it, and you fill yourself up with it so much, Vahakesoi, you'll vomit it up. Like here, he looked at the Shechina, and of course, that was literally for Daitoin, he lost his mind. Achor, Kitzas Pinatias. Acher, we'll soon see the whole story about Acher, he became a Roshe afterwards. He came down, he came like an Apikoris, and he was Kitzas Pinatias. A Losh, like he cut down the Natias. Anything that was grown, he cut it down. Like all the Schusim, all the Torah that he learned, he cut down afterwards, it became like an Apikoris. Rabbi Akiva Yotze B'Sholom. Rabbi Akiva is the only one that came down from Shemayim, and he came out still in peace. Shalu as Ben Zoyma. So he asked the Shalu to Ben Zoyma. Mahulis Ruse Kalba. If you have a dog, can be Mesaris him, mean castrate him, take off his baitzin. Are you allowed to do it to a dog? Shrashi Mahulis Ruse Kalba. Hoyo Visiris Ksid Eitzamume Korbin. The Kelav Afilu Chlifa Voslim Mizbech. The Yiki is said not to do this to an animal, says by a Korbin. So maybe only an animal that's kosher for Korbin. A dog, we know, is possible for korban, and even the chalipa, if you exchange a dog for another animal, that animal is also possible for the korban. Mishomachir kelev, also l'srusay aloi. So that was a shayla, maybe there's no isser, maybe still it's also. Omulahem, so he answered back, the pasuk says, uvi artzachem wesasu, and your land, don't do it, don't castrate an animal. So we darshan kol shab artzachem wesasu. Any type of an animal in your land, you're not allowed to do. So even a kelev also is an isser to misaris a kelev. Vayta shalu as Ben Zoyma. They asked another shalu in front of Ben Zoyma. Pesula sheibro malo kain godel. We know there's a mitzvah kain godel is only allowed to marry a psula and not a bula. So the question is: let's say you have a psula, nobody lived with her, but she became pregnant. What's the case? So Mars says, mi chashinu l'lishmul. Are we afraid from Shmuel or not? So Rashi learns Besula Shibra Malakan Godom. Via Mera Shiyim Sula Besulim. She says she still has Besulim, and even though she's pregnant, she still has Besulim. Inami Kain Godom Nosa, or else the Kain Godom married her. For La Yoda she Muberis, and the Kain Godom did not know she's Muberis. Omot Sula Besulim. Viachakach Nimsus Muberis Malakaima, Vishim Besulim Yam of Yikach. She is pregnant, but she still has a psulim. What's the law? Could a kohen gadol still stay married to her now?
It's interesting that Shmuel, because Shmuel...
Samara says, Mi chashin lo tike shilo de Shmuel. So we hold like Shmuel's halacha.